Looks like we started off a little rocky, but yeah. So, today's episode of Catch the Flavor, we're just going to talk about random thoughts from my head. So, I wanted to start off with Danny Phantom because I thought we would talk about TV to begin with. So, if, you know, anybody's got any thoughts, our call number is 647-344-4134. So, once again, 647-344-4134. So, this, back in the day, Butch Hartman series, was one of the most revolutionary, considering it it spoke of ghosts in an interesting fashion. So again, like once again, 647-344-4134. I don't know what to talk about. Let's get it from the top.
Young Danny Fenton, he was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine. It was designed to view a world unseen.
He's gonna catch them all because he's Danny Fenton.
When it didn't quite work, his folks, they just quit.
But then Danny took a look inside of it.
There was a great big flash, everything just changed.
His molecules got all rearranged.
When he first woke up, he realized he had snow white hair and glowing green eyes.
He could walk through walls, disappear, and fly.
He was much more unique than the other guy.
And it was then that he knew what he had to do.
He had to stop all the ghosts that were coming through.
He's here to fight for me and you.
He's gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, cause he's
Danny Phantom.
So, once again, Danny Phantom. If anybody knows about Danny Phantom, you know, 647-344-4134. So, Danny Phantom was once Danny Fenton. He was raised by two ghost catchers, but like in the song, his parents built a very strange machine. It was designed to view a world unseen, ghost zone. But Daddy took a look inside of it, and, you know, his molecules got all rearranged. Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon was one of the best television programs when, you know, we were kids. Or I was a kid. I don't know about you guys, but if you guys want to talk about your childhood, like TV shows or movies, you know, 647-344-4134. But like I said, Nickelodeon was a great TV channel, but nowadays it's getting more childish, I would say, considering that. Considering Tough Puppy and how Fairly Odd Parents is getting, you know, it's kind of, and Bunsen the Beast. I mean, like, Bunsen the Beast. He is a, like, Bunsen the Beast is a monster that, Bunsen the Beast is a monster that is schoolmates with a boy. Bunsen goes to an all-human school and it's a remake of my gym partner is a monkey, you know? Except less, well, childy, you know? So, except more childy, sorry. let's take a look at his theme song. I really hope this sounds has sound.
Not a bear and not a yeti. Mikey is his human buddy.
I can stretch him just like Buddy.
Friends with Daddy, super daddy.
This mean girl is named Amanda.
She's my sacred propaganda.
Once I'm gone and she'll demand a scrub in her boots.
To make him leave, cause I don't want his kinds of being angry.
But I don't care, it's super cool then.
Buzzard is a beast.
So yeah, I mean, compared to my school, my gym partner's a monkey. That, like, let's play the theme song real quick.
I used to go to a human school where everyone was the same. Now I go to an animal school because Lion's my last name. My gym partner is a monkey.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
My gym partner is a monkey.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
He's so perky, but I don't know what. Going to this school's a pain in the...
Adam!
What? I was gonna say next.
Oh, that's okay then.
My gym partner is a monkey.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
My gym partner is a monkey.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
I mean, both have outrageous jokes about the kind of environment that they're in, but I believe that my gym partner is a monkey is a lot funnier, considering that it connects with the viewers and in a way that, you know, it lets them know that it's like that they are like peers, you know. Kind of what I'm saying? Then there's just, like, Camp Lazlo, which is back in the day, but it's not as, like, awesome as any of the other choices. Let's take a look at that.
Attention campers, it's time for Camp Lazlo.
There was a scout who made a friend, and Lazlo was his name. Oh, L-A-Z-L-O.
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 Went to camp and turned it upside down.
L-A-Z-L-O.
L-A-Z-L-O.
L-A-Z-L-O. And Lazlo was his name.
So, yeah. That was Camp Lazlo. I didn't find it especially funny, but better than what they have now. You know, like, the choices nowadays is more for a younger audience and is a lot more censored than what we had back then. I mean, back in the day of Dexter and Juniper Lee and even Johnny Test, and especially 16.
Life begins after school. That's when we bend all the rules. Time to hang with all my friends. We like to be together in a place where we belong. I'm 16, starting to find my way. Got a new job, gonna start at the mall today. Thank God I'm on my own for the first time. I'm 16, life is sweet when you're growing up so fast. You gotta make the good times last. I'm 16, gotta make the good times last.
Sixteen was an awesome TV show, especially if you were, you know, 16 when it happened. I mean, like, I was 7, so, you know, I didn't get most of the jokes, but it was awesome. But like I said before, a lot of shows now don't live up to Dexter, you know? And Dexter was fabulous, you know? Let's take a look at this.
Enter at your own peril. Pass the vaulted door where impossible things may happen that the world never seen before.
In Dexter's laboratory lives the smartest boy you've ever seen. But Genie blows his experiments to spin.
Yeah. I mean, with Dexter and Dee Dee and, like, and their parents who did, who had pictures of people that nobody really knew, you know? It was interesting. Yeah, I mean, there's also Johnny Bravo, man. Or girls, or guys, I don't... Yeah.
Sassy. Man, I'm pretty. Come on. Hey there, baby. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, this is Johnny Bravo, guys. And once again, for all those who just signed up for this dangerous ride, you are watching, you are hearing Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. This is Random Thoughts. So, Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory were one of the best TV shows, especially with 16, because back in the day, they had awesome subtext and, you know, theme songs. I mean, stuff they have nowadays, like, you know, I mean, I'm not a 90s kid, but I wish I was, you know. Then there's stuff like Chip Skylark, the best cartoon pop singer. And if you have any, you know, doubts or any 2 cents, once again, the number is 647-344-4134. Let's hear Chip Skylark, My Shiny Teeth and Me.
When I'm feeling lonely, sad as I can be, all by myself in an uncharted island in an endless sea, what makes me happy fills me up with glee. Those bones in my jaw that don't have a flaw, my shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth that twinkle just like the stars in space. My shiny teeth that sparkle, adding beauty to my face. My shiny teeth that glisten just like the Christmas tree. You know they walk a mile just to see me smile. Woo! My shiny teeth and me. Yes, they're all so perfect, so white and pearly. Brush, gargle, rinse, a couple breath mints, my shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth so awesome, just like your favorite song. My shiny teeth that blossom, so they grow to be real strong. My shiny teeth, I love them, and they all love me. What should I talk to you when I've got 32? Woo! Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth and me.
I mean, like, man, I wish I had shiny teeth like Chip Skylark, you know. But I tried it, and paper doesn't work. Once again, if you have any 2 cents, if you have any thoughts, if you have anything that I'm missing out, if you want to just hear a specific theme song from your childhood or from any, you know, thing, our number is 647-344-4134. 647-344-4134. Now then, let's see another classic of Chip Skylark, Icky Vicky.
So icky, just
so sicky. Hey, Vicky, won't you please explain why you get so much enjoyment out of causing kids pain? A chick who's just plain mean, a sour sweet 16. She's a fire-breathing dragon in a pair of black jeans. Say one thing, it's your super total yuckiness that makes us wanna sing. Icky Vicky. Icky Vicky. Icky
Vicky. Vicky was the best babysitter. And by that I mean the worst. So, if you're wondering where this is from, where Chip Skylark is from, it's The Fairly Odd Parents. A wonderful series up until now, considering that their new season is a lot weirder. I mean, like, I don't want to wreck it for you guys, but, like, there's a fairy shortage, and Timmy has share his, you know, Fairly Odd Parents. So, you know, it's fairly odd. In that song, I heard dragon. So you guys already know what's coming up. And if you don't, you're in for some awesomeness. Considering that this is this is the Jonas Brothers singing American Dragon. Jake Long.
He's cool, he's hot like a frozen sun. He's young and fast, he's the chosen one. People are not bragging. He's the American dragon. He's gonna stop his enemies with his dragon power. Dragon teeth, dragon tail, burning dragon fire.
And this is the F to the O to the C to the U to the S. That's way too many letters. Welcome back. And if anybody's got anything they want to get off their chest about TV shows or literally any random thought, our number is 647-344-4134. Now then. And I want to apologize because that was not the Jonas Brothers. That was performed by Maven and written by Billy Lincoln, Cat Green, and Michael Gurley. And I just want to let it out there in case anybody who watched American Dragon, is listening. I thoroughly apologize for season 2. I mean, I didn't do it, but it's just too bad not to apologize about it, you know? I mean, what they did to Jake Long, and anybody who hasn't watched just American Dragon and is listening to this, you need to watch American Dragon. Anyway, by the way, I just want to bring it back to my original thought. Danny Phantom might be getting renewed for a new season, and it's gonna be awesome because if they bring it back, Danny will be old. Danny is probably gonna be older, and so are Sam and Tucker. The Tucker, the mayor of I don't even know what the place is called. But the mayor of his city, at the age of, I believe, 12 or maybe 16, I'm not sure. And it's going to be awesome. And I was going to show you the Kids Next Door theme song, but they do not have lyrics. So instead, I'm just going to tell you that Kids Next Door, Galactic Kids Next Door, might be getting a TV show. So if anybody wants to check out the trailer for it, you can check it out on YouTube. But for all those who are real fans of the show, you can go to rainbowmonkeys.com, click on the nose, and write in the secret password, which is Galactic. I hope. Anyway, let's bring it in with some... let's bring it in with some Emperor's New School. By far, a wonderful TV show about a narcissistic emperor and his need to pass high school before getting the crown. Let's hear this.
Hi there. Just wanted to welcome you to my show starring me, Cusco. So, no changing the channel. Understand? No changing. Okay, theme music.
He's on his way to the throne. He's on his way to success. But he has to go to school. He's got to ace that test. He's an emperor to be, and he's totally...
You know, it's all about me.
Exactly.
I thought this was all about me.
Spell my name again.
Emperor's New School. I mean, like, what can I say? Except this is my show, and don't change the channel. Along with Cusco, Disney Channel made wonderful hits like Lilo and Stitch. Speaking of which, Cheeky Boom Bamba. Welcome, cousins. Lilo and Stitch was based off of the show of the movie Lilo and Stitch, in which 626, aka Stitch, it was genetically engineered to be a world-destroying killing machine. And, well, you know, he ended up meeting a nice Polynesian girl, and they became best friends, and he's now her pet. And the show is just about, you know, him and her finding his cousins, a.k.a. the other aliens that were created to destroy worlds, you know. And it's pretty interesting considering, like, the different kinds of cousins. Like, there's Clippers, who cuts hair, and I have no idea how that's supposed to kill a bunch of people. Then there's Sparky. Sparky is my favorite. Sparky, except other. Sparky is my favorite because he's he has electricity, but the best, the by far best, aside from Stitch, is 625. Okay, Ruben is amazing because first off, he works for the villains. Okay, he works for people, the people that are trying to get the cousins before Lilo and Stitch do, but he's just as good as Stitch, maybe even better. But the only problem is, he's way too into making food. He's way too into sandwiches. Along with him, you know, there's Angel, 624, I believe. You know, and like, it's awesome. I mean, you know. Then we got the replacements. I mean, the replacements is about these two little kids who end up, who are in a, in an orphanage, and I'll let the theme song speak for itself.
Todd and Riley were both so sad. Then they came across a fleeing co-ad. They sent away a $1.98 at a super spy mom and a daredevil to the dad. Come across a film to a sly and deny and defy them and make things bad.
Hello, Flinko.
Sir, we need a replacement and fast.
Any day, any time they want to make a change, modify and rearrange, though it might get kind of strange. Make them better, nicer, stronger, faster, smart and cool, and maybe even lame. Call in the replacement.
So The Replacements is, once again, a show about these two kids in an orphanage who pretty much buy their parents for free, and they can make anybody be replaced with someone else just by calling Flimco. And I gotta say, you should anybody who has not watched it needs to watch this show. Due to the fact that it has a bunch of crazy, messed up, awesome stuff happening. I mean, in the last episode is I can't even say it, you know, because it just comes out of nowhere. And if anybody wants to talk about The Replacements or any TV show, you know, watch. Call 647-344-4134. And once again, this is Radio Regent. This is what Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. And this segment is called Random Thoughts. And right now we're coming on 33 minutes. And, you know, I gotta say, I did not expect to come this far. Let's check out one of the most interesting Disney Channel TV shows, considering the fact that it was canceled for reasons that I cannot say on air. It is called Life with Derek. It has some actors that you might know, but I do not know their names. So you listen to this while I search them up.
Changes makes my head spin. And now I'm
This is Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. My name is Ahmed, and this segment is Random Thoughts. The song that you just heard was Life, was the theme song of Life with Derek, which is a Canadian sitcom. So it's about 15-year-old Derek, I don't know his last name, and 14-year-old Casey, who rule their respective houses until their parents get married. Then it's five kids living under one roof, and the two of them hate each other. The show, I believe, is based in Vancouver, but Casey and her family are from Toronto, if you didn't know that. If anybody wants to talk about, you know, Life with Derek or any other show, our phone number is 647-344-4134. Let's see what else we got here. Ooh. This was one of the greatest shows about the future and the past. And I gotta say, AJ, I'm not sure if you know them, but the wonderful singers, I'm really just ranting right now, they're really wonderful singers, AJ and Ali, which are from the Disney Channel. The sister, Ali Michalka, is in this fabulous show, Phil of the Future. Meet a boy named Phil and his family on vacation from the 22nd century. Got a rented time machine and they're on their way to a time way, way, way back in the day. So now he's Phil, Phil of the Future, keeping it together just as best as he can. Phil, Phil. That was Phil of the Future. Phil of the Future is about the Diffie family, left on a vacation from the year 2121. I'm so sorry. We're thrown back in time, to the year 204. And I think it's pretty interesting, considering the fact that one of the actors of Phil of the Future, specifically J.P. Minox, played two different characters who were complete opposites. And, like, you know, it's just awesome. And if you're wondering who J.P. Minox is, he's in a bunch of awesome shows and movies, such as Aaron Stone, Bolt, and Scary Movie 5. So, speaking of, you know, amazing shows that were ahead of their time, say hello to Zach and Cody. Hello, I'm back. It's me, Ahmed, on Radio Regent, Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. That was Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, who were played by the brilliant and talented Cole Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse, two twins who played two twins on a show about two twins. Thank you. It's really good because, like, Disney found Cole and Dylan Sprouse, you know, who after their last episode of Sweet Life on Deck, and if you don't know Sweet Life on Deck, I mean like Sweet Life on Cody, you must be really young or really old. So after the last episode, they went to NYU, and they stopped acting for quite a bit so that they could work on their studies. But now you can see Cole Sprouse in Riverdale. Riverdale is a new TV show about Archie Andrews and his friends in a little town known as Riverdale. It's a lot darker than the comic books that we grew up with, considering there's death, there's murder, intrigue, some love triangles, and overall insanity. Let's check out Sweet Life on Deck. This show was amazing, considering it had, considering that it had Jesse before she was Jesse, you know? Jesse being, being Debbie Ryan, who is awesome, you know, like, overall, considering that she's a singer and an actress, and she sings folk and pop and indie pop. Not to mention, that's pretty much all I got. But Debbie Ryan is a great human being. Then we have, I mean, like, we have Doc Shaw, you know, who ends up playing on Pair of Kings. Let's check that out. That song was sung by one of the greatest singers from Disney ever produced, named Mitchell Musso, who also plays Oliver in Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana being the show in which Miley Cyrus got her, like, enormous, like, lifestyle and, you know, well, I'm not talking about, like, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus kind of lifestyle. I'm talking, like, Miley Cyrus, where she just got a lot of attention and praise because Hannah Montana brought a bunch of, like, love and commitment and happiness to little girls' lives. And, like, and little boy lives, you know? Because Hannah Montana, people just could connect with Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana is a nerdy girl by day, like, rock star, pop star, all around, like, role model by night. I have no idea. But check out Hannah Montana, Two Worlds.
Here we go, everybody! Come on! You get the limo out front. Ooh, hottest styles, every shoe, every color. Yeah, when you're famous, it can be kind of fun. It's really you, but no one ever discovers. Who would have thought that a girl like me would double as a superstar? You get the best of both worlds. Chill it out, take it slow, then you rock out the show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both worlds.
Once again, this is Radio Regent, Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. My name is Ahmed. This segment is Random Thoughts, but apparently it's turning out to be like just 90s and 2000s TV shows. And our phone number is 647-344-4134. And if you want to talk about any TV show, like even if it's back in the like 1980s, if they had TV shows back, if they had TVs back then, you know, like, hit us up at 647-344-4134. And if they did have TV shows, TVs back then, just, you know, let me know. Let's check out Wizards of Waverly Place, which has Selena Gomez as Alex Russo. This is a show about the life, the teenage lives of wizards. Now, Alex Russo is a 14-year-old girl who just started high school, and it's just her life and her family's life, trying to hide their secret and work out of a Subway shop. And when I say Subway, I mean Subways. You know, that yummy goodness. You are watching Disney Channel.
Well, you know everything's gonna be a breeze. Then we'll no doubt justify the means. You can fix any problem with the slightest of ease. Yes, please. But you might find out it'll go to your head when you write a report on the book you never read. With the snap of your fingers, you can make it bad. And that's what I said. Everything is not what it seems when you can get all you wanted in your wildest dreams. Your mind will run into trouble if you go to extremes. Because everything is not what it seems. Be careful not to mess with the balance of things. Because everything is not what it seems.
Hello, I'm back. I'm Ahmed. This is Radio Regent, Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. And this segment is Random Thoughts. I can't believe I'm getting up to 50 minutes here. Like, if you want to call in to, like, just congratulate me or, like, let me know, like, that I'm doing a good job or not doing a good... You know what? Don't tell me I'm not doing a good job because I believe in myself. So the number is 647-344-4134. Once again, 647-344-4134. Now then, let's check out some That's So Raven, starring Raven Simone. And yes, the Raven Simone. I mean the View Raven Simone. I mean like Raven Simone, you know? Like Cheetah Girls. And this show is about her, her being a psychic and not exactly, you know, like reading minds, but she can see into the future. I mean, like, it takes the smallest things to set her off. Like, and just her trying to make everything right, but messing up in the process. Let's check it out. Yep, that's her. And That's So Raven is just one of the, I keep saying this, but it's by far one of the best. It's something that everybody, all TV shows should live up to, because That's So Raven, it was crazy, but it still, like, you were rooting for her, you know? So I think that I have about 5 more minutes left. So, let's hit him up with I kind of think that this show was good, but a lot of people don't, due to the fact that, like, I like it because, you know, it inspires kids to, like, you know, you got a thing, so it explains in the song. But let's check it out.
Everybody's got that thing, something different we all bring. Don't you let them clip your wings. You got it, you got it. We're on fire and we blaze in extraordinary ways. 365 days. We got it, we got it. You can dream it, you can be it. If you can feel it, you can believe it. Cause I am, you are, we are. Exceptional, exceptional.
So, yes, and this is a show with the wonderful Chyna McClain. And, you know, if you're listening right now, Chyna McClain, you're awesome. Anyway, so, it's with the wonderful Chyna McClain, and it's about her being in an ant program, which is, I don't exactly know what an ant program is. An ant program is a... This is going to take like a minute. Advanced Natural Talents Program. I'm not sure if this is in real life, but if it is, it's totally awesome. Because it's just about bringing like young kids, young prodigies, and just helping them advance their talent. I mean, I believe there's one in music. You know. So, yeah, like, check it out. With my last, I don't exactly, I think I have, like, 5-4 minutes. I don't know. With the amount of time I have left, let's talk about a show that's not for kids. You know, one that I hope most people like, because it's kind of awesome, and it has that, let's say, je ne sais quoi. I mean, the sarcastic doctor and his lowly employees, and just them helping people in the most hilarious and, like, interesting ways possible. And this is for all you who, you know, want to call in, hopefully. Our number is 647-344-4134. I mean, like, I can't do this by myself. I need someone to rant with. This is House MD. And anybody who was getting tired of lyrics, let's check out some instrumental. Have a good day, y'all. I mean, that gave me chills, you know? Let's see. So I gotta wrap this up. So to everybody who listened, you know, thank you. This was Radio Regent, Catch the Flavor Youth Radio. My name's Ahmed. This is the awesome. This is one of the most awesomest, awesome things I've ever seen. I mean, like, it was just awesome. You know, everybody out there, thank you, have a wonderful night, and watch TV. Bye-bye.